Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia, the show where caregiving gets real. If you're a caregiver looking for expert advice and a lot of encouragement, you're in the right place. Our goal is for you to thrive, not just survive. Here is our host, best-selling author and certified dementia practitioner, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, your host. Do you hear my voice? It's a little scratchy today. I deal with the throat issue that I'm receiving treatment for, and I'm hoping one day I'll quit sounding like Kermit the Frog before about 12 o'clock in the day. That's about how long it takes. But nonetheless, here I am, and you get to hear my scratchiness. I hope you've had a good caregiving journey, and I hope you've had times to laugh and to smile and to be amazed at the goodness in life. And there is a lot of goodness in life, even in the face of dementia of any kind. When we stop and take a moment to count our blessings, it makes us better caregivers. When I get up each morning, I quickly get dressed and I don't look so good and I don't care. And I go outside for my walk. It's about 6:15, and the beauty of that is it's dark and nobody can see me. I open my door and I stand outside and look at the beautiful shrubbery and the flowers and how green it is here in Southwest Florida. And I raise my hands to the heavens and I thank the Lord for another day to be outside, for another day to enjoy nature. And I pray for safety as I walk, because I can be clumsy. I can fall over my own 2 feet. I'm quite good at it. For protection from slithery, slimy things that might be out, and for big four-legged things, because we have bear, we have a lot of deer, we have panthers, and what's the other one that's like panthers? I can't think of it. We have a lot of creatures that roam around when it's dark. I really don't want to have a conversation with any of them. So I start my day being thankful. And as I walk, I think of all the ways, well, not all the ways, because I don't know all the ways, but many of the ways that I am thankful at that moment. I recommend you do that. We know people who are thankful have less anxiety, less depression, fewer headaches, just overall feel better, because your mind has been taken to a state of wellness, just realizing your blessings. And there are so many. I mean, just the fact that you got out of bed and you were able to throw your feet over the bed and to the floor, that's huge. There are a lot of people who cannot do that without assistance, but I hope you did. And then you were able to get dressed and put on some makeup, or not put on makeup, I don't really care, but do your hair, okay? Because it looks really ragged when you don't. Choose some clothes and know how to put them on and fix yourself some breakfast. All the things that we just do that we don't think about it, they are all blessings. And every time you open the refrigerator and you have eggs or you have milk or you have a healthy cereal, which P.S. there are some that exist, but not many. And you can eat and you can enjoy so many blessings. I'm always thankful for good sleep, because as I've taught you, sleep is so important for all of us, every person on the planet, because that's when the vacuum comes out and cleans your brain of toxins. So we need to sleep, and I'm always thankful for that. Today I wanted to talk with you about a little subject that came up with a friend of mine regarding her mother-in-law. And this is how the story went. So the friend had made liverwurst sandwiches, to which I said, yuck, but whatever, several of them, and taken them to her mother-in-law and put them in the refrigerator. Well, she ate one a day for 3 or 4 days, and they were, alas, gone. Surprise. But then she decided somebody was stealing her sandwiches. And she called my friend. She said, I want you to find out who's stealing my sandwiches. I want you to find that out now. And even said to my friend, because you don't have anything else to do. Oh, that's so funny. She runs her own business. She has a lot to do. I want those people to be accountable for having stolen my sandwiches. Well, my friend actually has a camera installed in that apartment. She could look back and see where her mother-in-law had eaten a sandwich every single day. So we talked about how to handle that. She wanted just to tell Mama, okay, get over it. You ate your sandwiches. I can prove it. Don't be so hard to get along with. Let's get on with life. And maybe not. Let's not do it quite like that. I said, just call her and go, oh my goodness, they ate your sandwiches? That's horrible. I'm going to bring you some new sandwiches. What kind do you want? So she did. Mama wanted German bologna. whatever the heck that is, I don't know either. What happened to the days of peanut butter, jelly, and pimento cheese? I don't know. Or even a tomato sandwich. I mean, you know, that sounds so good. But she went to the apartment. She took the ingredients, had her help make the sandwiches had the mother-in-law help make the sandwiches with her, wrapped them up, put them in the refrigerator, and the mother-in-law said, "We've got to lock those up because somebody will steal them." Oh, my goodness, she said, "Here we are again." She worked through that situation, walked down the hall, thought it was over with, sat down for lunch, and she said, "You know what? People have been stealing my sandwiches." See, this is just on her brain big time. Arguing with her and going, "Oh, my gosh, we've talked about this 14 times. We just made new sandwiches for you. They didn't steal the old ones. You ate them." You can do that. You probably should not, because as you can see, that doesn't work. So, you know, what's the definition of insanity is when you do the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. I mean, you know, it's not going to work to argue with people. Think about that. Do you know anybody in your life you can successfully argue with? Now, you might know people that you argue with and they give in. That's what my husband does. But that you actually win, or you coerce them, or you change their mind, that happens so seldomly. And it seldom happens in an argumentative state. It might happen in a conversational state. But we can't have a conversation with our folks who have dementia wherein we are trying to change their mind about something. Yes, we can have conversations, but not if we're trying to change their mind because, well, they're not capable of thought process. So don't argue with them. Change the subject. And I told her, change it to, "What kind of sandwiches do you want this week? We'll make sure you have them." And it worked for a while, but then she was right back on the sandwich thing. So then you just take that conversation and go, "I still can't believe that happened, but guess what? You've got 4 German bologna sandwiches in your refrigerator. I know how much you love German bologna, right?" And then change the subject to something that has nothing to do with the present subject, which is sandwiches. Talk about ice cream. I don't know. Talk about how good her hair looks. Talk about what you're getting ready to do or what you did last night. Something to take her mind off of those blessed sandwiches that nobody stole that she actually ate. It can be challenging. It will make you want to pull your hair out. And you may scream. It is okay after you get in your car and shut the door. Not in front of mama. No. Don't do that. You can yell at God too. He doesn't mind. He absolutely doesn't. Read the Old Testament. So I'm reading through with the Bible for America, I think is what it's called. And it's a one-year read through the Bible. So you read some Old Testament, some New Testament, Psalm and Proverb. By the end of the year, you have read it all. And I just recently finished Job. And he complained. He did some complaining. He did not turn against God, but he sure did some griping. It's okay. David griped. It's okay. You can gripe. It's okay. Let it out. Don't hold it in. But don't let it out in front of your person with dementia. Well, I hope that helps you. I hope that you don't have to find stolen sandwiches. But if you do, just remember this story and work your way through it in a way that's helpful for them and relieves the anxiety of the situation. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Let's Talk Dementia. Remember, you don't have to walk this journey alone. Carol offers free phone consultation to support you, and she's available to help with the transition to assisted living or memory care. To learn more or to get in touch, visit letstalkdementia.org. Until next time, be kind to yourself and know that help is just a phone call away.